We are back from recess, and we have Crystal Irons with University Extension who will provide us with an update today. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Sorry that I had to come after.
No, you're fine.
Radio interview this morning about Small Business Week.
If we had known, we'd have just turned on the radio.
You could have heard it all, huh? And I brought you information for March as well because I was able to come last month. So, and the reason I brought that mainly is it's got Nellie's information about our VITA impact. So, be there for you. So I'm really excited to tell you all that we have hired finally a 4-H specialist in Taney County. She will cover Christian County, Taney County, and Stone County, three counties of responsibility. She's Monica Spittler is her name. She comes to us. She actually is already part of our organization. She works for the Food Nutrition Education Program, so she's the one in the schools right now, working with the after-school programs and in all the classrooms, teaching them about nutrition. She's got a wonderful background in education. She's been a teacher all of her career. I think she'll be a wonderful fit for our office. She's got a huge passion for kids, which is what 4-H is all about, and teaching them. And so I'm not sure exactly what her start date will be. So far, we've just offered it to her last week, and she did verbally commit. So there's some details that have to be ironed out, but she should be joining our office in the next month. So, really excited about that. Yeah. And as you probably know, the 4-H group is already starting to talk about their livestock fair this year. They're going to be working. They're not going to be at our local fair. They're actually going to do it at Shadow Rock Park, but they'll be at the same time. So, kind of give people another location they can go and see, what the kids are doing. So that's exciting. And then this week is Small Business Week, so we have two workshops kind of in celebration for Small Business Week. The Taney County Partnership has co-sponsored those two events. The first one, Starting a Small Business, the first steps with Jonas's help in the Taney County Partnership, any Taney County resident or Taney County business can attend that workshop for free. So really thankful for his participation in that. We completed VITA. We had a really successful year. Both of you were able to attend the luncheon. I appreciate that, showing your support. We did well over 1,000 tax returns, federal and state, and helped a lot of people. So, with a few less volunteers this year, we actually did more. So really thankful to our volunteers who helped and to everybody that helped support VITA, especially you all, the Taney County Commission. We really do appreciate it. That program continues to be such a huge need every year. It amazes me how much the phone rings, how many people really do utilize that service.
Well, that's an incredible figure. Over 1,000 people were served. That's outstanding.
Yeah, a lot of people. So, we still need to work on getting the building supported in the 4-H office. They've kind of looked at it, so we just kind of need to get on that and try to get that done before we get somebody in there full time. Just want to throw that in there. But otherwise, we're moving along.
When you talk about the building supported, is it, are you talking about the extension building?
Yeah, just the back office is the
right.
Used to be a porch.
There has been some support underneath. I seen the other day as I was down that way, but then you're talking about enclosure.
No, I think they were going to actually put something up there underneath it.
Well, there was new. Well, maybe they just went in and stained those, but there was new pillars on the outside that had been replaced or put in.
The master gardeners put in a little shed. I think that's what you might be talking about.
Okay.
Right underneath there.
But they went on both sides and put in support beams, looked like 6x6s or 6x8 bays or something.
I don't know.
Well, I noticed it as I went by because I was thinking about the 4-H. We've been in contact with them on what they're trying to do, and they're actually looking for some donation stuff that
yes.
I'm really interested in trying to help with their fencing or mm-hmm. little compartment cages for their animals to show.
For the fair, yes.
For the fair, and glad to see all that moving in that direction. So, haven't been able to be as big a part of that as I would like to. I've had some problems here with some health issues as far as being available.
Yeah.
And but great to see the two ladies that have the two clubs, I guess, that are
mm-hmm.
I have visited with them. So
we did form a leaders council this year, which is meant to be the whole county have both all clubs. So whether we have, you know, 10 or 2,
mm-hmm.
all of the clubs can come together under this leaders council and make decisions about the direction of the 4-H program for the entire county. And so through that leaders council is how they're doing this achievement day and livestock show.
Right.
So it's really great because, you know, both of the clubs can work together and showcase their projects, but just doing one event, you know, together. And I think it'll be a really wonderful event. Last year, both weren't able to be as big of a part of it as they wanted to be, just because of the timing and when the second club got formed. But now this year, you know, they've really worked together well. They're finalizing a fair book, which is really impressive. They just put a lot of work into it, and they're parents, you know, volunteers doing this on their own time. So it really says a lot for what they've been able to do without, an actual specialist from Extension to truly oversee it. So they've done a great job.
I'd like with this opportunity to have the news media use this opportunity to address the volunteering of either support through financial support or donations, because that we have people that are working on the 4-H program in the area
mm-hmm.
that I don't know whether all the commissioners have been approached yet, but different people that I know have been approached for some help in the youth in the 4-H, and I think it's a great thing for the community.
Yeah, they are doing sponsorships for the livestock fair, and they can contact our office if anybody's interested in being a sponsor for that. So, and they've got forms where it can be tax deductible, and so they've really planned well to provide that information to people.
Right.
So.
They have a handout that explains all mm-hmm. that, and it's quite put together well.
Yeah, they've done a very great job of putting it together. So. But that's what I wanted to really share with you, is that we do have a specialist coming on board, and really excited to increase the 4-H programming, because the 4-H program itself is a huge program. That can do so many things. It has a lot of different focuses. It's not ag-based like people think it may be. You know, the projects aren't just raising livestock anymore.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's cake decorating and sewing. Robotics is one of the fastest-growing projects in Missouri. The kids love the robotics program. Shooting sports is another huge program. Even here in Taney County, they're really into shooting sports. So it's so much more than agriculture, even. You know, so they're really able to get some kids are really able to get some true leadership experience, and I think bringing on board a specialist will help them get involved in different competitions that are going on throughout the entire state, And that'll just, you know, increase their leadership as they're able to go and compete and showcase their projects and things like that. So
I would care to say that we're probably one of the fastest growing extension offices that there is, maybe in Southwest Missouri and possibly in the state, which in itself gives a great future for the youth of extension and the people that volunteer to make that program work because of the youth that are getting involved in it.
Yeah.
And whenever they grow older, which time lapse is, as we all know, is very short time from youth to young adults, they have an interest in everything that has to do with extension. Like you said, it's just not agriculture anymore.
Yeah.
I thought the VITA luncheon was very nice, and the fact that you give the awards to the volunteers and make mention of all the people that they've worked with. I can't get past the fact that you all have assisted 1,000 people within the county, which mm-hmm. is incredulous to me. But we appreciate that program and all that you're doing. And you say it's going to be a month when we have the new specialist?
It should be, yeah. We don't have the exact start date. But once I do, I will make sure that you all know when that's happening. But yes, it should be within the next month. She's got to, you know, work out kind of getting through what she's doing over in Stone County. And then once she gets over here, they have a lot of orientation and things, you know, so, but she can really, I think, 4-H starts on kind of a school year. I think their registration starts in September. And so I do believe that, you know, she'll really be able to hit the ground running and be able to do some good things for this next year for 4-H, which would be when the school year starts. So she's got some time to kind of get her feet wet, and she's familiar with the program. So, yeah.
Excellent.
All right.
Any more comments, guys? Further comments, Crystal?
No. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for the update. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, our next order of business is meeting with employee benefit design, and they, in fact, are going to, when they arrive, ask us to go into executive session to talk about claims from individual employees within the county. So we'll go through all the claims that have transpired over the course of the last few months with the company. So let's stand in recess. As a matter of fact, we need to check and see if they are up in the conference room. We will meet with them, which will be probably 30 minutes. Then we'll come back into open session and meet with elected officials regarding central bookkeeping and accounting software. It's currently in existence, and then potentially for the future, I guess. Just a roundtable discussion.